好，弟兄姊妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，早晨让我们可以一同聚在主的跟前来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord that we can gather before him this morning.
开头是我们先一个简短的祷告。
I'd like to begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你是教会的元首。
Because you are the head of the church.
你也是每一个弟兄姊妹的主。
And you are the Lord of every brother and sister.
你是家主。
You are the head of the household.
我们都是你的仆人。
And you are master, and we are your servants.
今天早晨我们求你首先用血来洁净我们。
And Lord, first we ask that you would cleanse us with your precious blood.
把整个聚会分别为圣
that you would consecrate this gathering,
好叫你的同在让每个弟兄姊妹都能够感觉到
that your presence would be felt by every individual.
主啊，我们愿意聚在你的同在里面
Lord, we are willing to come into your presence.
有你的同在我们就能安息
and as long as we have your presence, we will have peace.
有你的同在我们就能喜乐
when we have your presence, we will have joy.
你的同在就是我们的力量
and your presence gives us strength.
所以愿今天早晨所有弟兄姊妹都蒙恩在你的跟前
so may every brother and sister come under your blessing.
我们也求你开通我们里面的耳朵
may you open up our ears.
让我们能够听见你的声音
so that we can hear your voice.
我们把说话的翻译的都交在你的恩手中
We commit the speaking and the interpreting into your hands.
愿你在自己的话语上加上祝福
May you bless your own words.
让我们听见这些话语
And as we hear these words,
我们里面得到生命的供应
May we have the rich supply of life.
主啊，愿你荣耀你自己的圣名
May you bless your own words.
用血划定界限，让所有一切仇敌的权势都离开你自己的教会。
May your precious blood cover us and allow all the works of the evil one to depart.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好。开头的时候我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一节圣经
I'd like to start off by reading just one verse
请弟兄姊妹打开诗篇第八十一篇
Please turn with me to Psalm 81
第十三节
Verse 13
诗篇八十一篇第十三节
Psalm 81 verse 13
甚愿我的民肯听从我以色列肯行我的道。
Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways.
这里这个道原文呢是一个复数字多数的。
And the phrase walk in my ways, pay attention to the word ways is plural.
你看英文讲到 ways.
And,In the English, it's the plural word ways.
那个字呢就是法则。
And that is, the Lord's ways.
那么这就是说明呢神的做事的方法和风格。
And it speaks to the Lord's ways, his methods, his style of doing things.
好。我想在我们开始进入今天的信息的交通之前
And as we enter into the main burden of the message this morning,
我有点感觉愿意和弟兄姊妹共同勉励。
I have a particular feeling within that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
最近这一段的日子
In these recent days,
我真的感觉圣灵在我里面给我一个很强烈的意念。
I really sense that the Spirit is placing a conviction within me.
就告诉我要注意天国的降临。
That we need to pay attention to the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
我已经多次和弟兄姊妹讲过我们在这个末了的世代。
I've already mentioned many times that in these end times,
我们好像已经来到了天国的大门口。
It feels like we've come to the gate of the kingdom of heaven.
我希望我所有的弟兄姊妹跟我一样一同来注意这件事情。
And I hope that all the brothers and sisters would pay attention to this with me.
对我们来讲今天最重要的是,
that this is the most important thing in our lives.
就是能不能进天国。
Is whether we can enter into the kingdom of heaven or not.
不管你怎么说怎么做,
no matter what you say or what you do,
你要有确定的把握可以进天国,
you have to have the assurance that you can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果进不了天国,
and if you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven,
我们将要有何等样的一个懊悔,
and you will pay a great cost.
所以主还没有回来,
and the Lord has not returned.
我们还有机会,
we still have opportunity.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹相互勉励,
I'd like to mutually encourage brothers and sisters.
愿意我们都来注意天国的事,
may we all pay attention to the matters of the kingdom of heaven.
并且我们能预备好自己能够进天国,
that we can prepare ourselves well to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹在天天的生活里面,
so in our daily lives,
都要提醒自己,
we have to remind ourselves,
要预备进天国,
we have to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of heaven.
别的都不重要,
everything else is not as
important. 只有这件事情最重要,
this is the most important thing.
所以早晨, 我们愿意和弟兄姊妹再有共同的一个勉励。
So I'd like to start off with this mutual reminder and encouragement.
因为我们看见今天这个疫情一直在蔓延。
And we see that the pandemic continues to linger and push forward.
很多弟兄姊妹呢, 心中渴望的是等候的是这个疫情过去。
And many brothers and sisters were all waiting for this pandemic to pass away.
不多的圣徒呢, 注意天国的降临,
but not many brothers and sisters are paying attention to the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
作为神的儿女,
as a child of God,
神的话已经很清楚,
the word of God is very clear to us.
我们需要被提醒,
so we need to be reminded of this.
今天早晨在我交通之前, 我先提醒一下,
so prior to my giving of the message, I'd like to just give everyone this reminder.
我们上一次说过,
last time we already mentioned,
一个人呢, 要知道神的法则,
in order to know the ways of God,
遵循神的法则,
to really know the ways of God,
知道他做事的方法, 知道他做事的风格,
in order to know his methods and his style in which the manner he does things,
我们必须要近距离的来认识我们,
we have to come near him to know him.
你不能光是远远的认识,
we can't just know God from a distance.
摩西和大卫都是近距离认识神的人,
Moses and David were ones who knew the Lord in nearness.
他们知道神做事的风格,
they knew the ways of God.
他们也效法神的风格行事,
and they imitated the ways of God to do their work.
这是非常重要的解释,
and this is a very important thing.
我们过去呢, 曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过了四组,
and in the past, there were four categories
关于神的法则, 神的风格,
regarding the God's ways and his methods.
那么今天早晨我们来到第五组,
and today we come to the fifth category.
这第五组呢, 也是有三样事物,
and in this fifth category, there are three subtopics.
我们要交通到神做事的风格,
and we'll fellowship on the ways of God.
三个重点, 一个就是光明,
and there are three points. The first one is light.
第二个是透明,
and the second one is transparency.
然后第三个是正直,
and the third one is being upright.
我们知道这些都是神行事的一个风格,
and we all know that these are all characteristics of God's ways.
我们先看第一个啊,
we'll look at the first one.
这里讲到光明,
this speaks of light.
那么请弟兄姊妹呢, 打开约翰一书,
please turn with me to 1 John
第一章,
chapter 1,
第五节,
verse 5.
这里说神就是光, 在他毫无黑暗, 这是我们从主所听见, 又报给你们的信息。
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We see here from the start that God himself is light. Not only does he live in the light and he does things in light, but he himself is light. And the Bible tells us that in God there is no darkness.
对神来讲，一切都是光明的。And
from God's standpoint, everything is done in light.
那么，在诗篇121篇第4节有这样的话。And
in Psalm 121, verse 4, there is this phrase.
因为这里讲到神没有黑暗。
It says that there is no darkness in God.
所以那里就讲到说什么呢? 说神也不打盹也不睡觉。
It says that God is one who neither slumbers nor sleeps.
这是很有趣的一件事情。
And this is a very unique phrase.
这告诉我们神不需要睡觉的。
It speaks to the fact that God does not need to sleep.
因为没有黑暗。
Because there is no darkness.
所以将来我们到永世里去的时候呢。
So when we enter into eternity,
我们可能就不需要睡觉,
it's possible that we don't need to sleep anymore.
但是我们会问说为什么在创世纪第一章啊,
but we have to ask ourselves why in Genesis chapter 1,
神造了两个大光, 一个管白天, 一个管晚上,
that why did God create two lights, one to govern the day and one to govern the
night? 那里有昼有夜之间的一个分别,
and there's a difference between day and night.
因为神知道他所创造的人是血肉之体。
Because God knows that the mankind that he created is of the flesh.
所以我们这个血肉之体呢,是需要休息。
And in the flesh, we need time of rest.
所以有晚上。
So there's evening.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹,到了晚上我们就睡觉。
So when evening comes, we sleep.
白天呢,我们就醒过来了。
And during the daytime, we awaken.
但是将来进入永远的时候呢,
but when we enter into eternity,
我们所拥有的是一个灵体, 属灵的身体,
what we will have is a spiritual being, not just physical being.
所以按照圣经的话来说呢, 可能我们就不需要睡觉。
So according to the words of the Bible, it appears that we no longer need to sleep.
是，当然，将来永世的事，很多事情我们都完全不明白。
Although in eternity there are a lot of things we don't fully understand.
但是圣经呢，有的地方稍微的提醒一下。
But the Bible will mention certain things that gives us an indication of what eternity will be like.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
他不仅是光,
he not only is light,
那么他行事都在光中,
but all of his ways are in light.
啊, 在神, 绝对没有任何黑暗的,
and in God, there is absolutely no darkness.
但是对于我们这些堕落的人来讲的话呢,
but for all of us who are of the fallen nature,
我们不仅有夜晚的黑暗,
not only do we have evening,
我们还有里面生命的黑暗,
in our lives, there is darkness.
啊, 我们都知道我们里面有阴暗的一面,
and we know that there's darkness and skeletons in our lives.
因为这是仇敌所种进来的东西,
and these are things that Satan has implanted into our lives.
所以我们需要主的救恩,
so we need the salvation of God.
所以在约翰福音里面,
so in the Gospel of John,
那里就讲到主耶稣来的时候, 他就是真光。
It mentions that when the Lord Jesus comes, he is the true light.
啊, 你看在约翰福音第一章,
in John chapter 1,
第九节那里讲, 那光是真光, 照亮一切生在世上的人。
This was the true light that coming into the world enlightens every person.
所以主耶稣, 来到地上他把真光带来了。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world, he brought the true light.
我们今天不仅有外面的太阳的光,
today we not only have the light from the created by the sun, but within us there is a true light.
这个真光被称作是生命之光,
and this true light is the light of life.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1 verses 4 and 5 are important words.
他说生命在他里头,
in him was life and the life was the light of mankind.
所以我们得救的时候呢,
so when we are saved, we say that we have this light shining in us.
在我们有信主之前,
prior to believing in the Lord,
我们不承认自己里面有黑暗的,
we don't admit ourselves to ourselves that there's darkness within us.
所以我们听福音的时候,
so when we listen to the gospel, and oftentimes we reject it. And we feel like we're pretty good and decent people. We don't need salvation. But as soon as the light from the Spirit comes into us, that which is the life of Jesus, the light of Jesus comes into us, then immediately that light shines within us. And we realize that we are sinners. So the more a Christian lives in the light of Jesus, then we know more and more that we are sinners. And this is the light of life. Not only is Jesus the light of life, In John chapter 8, verse 12, he tells us.
他说,
and he says that I am the light of the world. We thank our God.
这句话什么意思?
What does this phrase mean? It means that every person in this world can receive this light. Regardless of your nationality, the light of Jesus can come into us. He is the light of the world. This also tells us that in this world,
在人的生命里面,
in the life of man,
只有他是光,
only he is the light.
除他之外, 没有别的光,
aside from him, there is no other light.
所以主耶稣把真光带到地上来,
so the Lord Jesus brought the true light into the world. So that we can live in the light.
在约翰一书第五章和第一章, 第五、第九节都讲到, 光可以显明一切。
And in 1 John chapter 5 verse 9, it says that the light will reveal everything.
保罗在这个以弗所书第五章里面,
and Paul in Ephesians chapter 5,
他第十三节那里也讲到,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13, he also tells us,
他说凡是受了责备就被光显明出来,
Ephesians 5:13 says, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. So that this light will reveal our true condition. The Lord's desire is to remove all of the darkness within our lives. We know that while in darkness, we can't see our true condition. Why are we so self-conscious?
Self-righteous.
We are always self-righteous, thinking that I'm right, you're wrong. This testifies to the fact that you're living in darkness. If you are in the light of Jesus, you will see yourself as being living in darkness. But we thank our God. His light comes upon us to save us.
所以呢,
so if someone were to live in Jesus, there is no darkness. If there is darkness, that means you're not living in the light of Jesus. So we have to allow the light of life to come into us. So that God's light can cause the darkness to be removed in us. then we will truly see our real condition.
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
不仅他自己是光,
not only is he himself light,
他也借着他的儿子把光显明出来,
but through his son, he revealed his light to us.
那么在腓立比书第二章十五节里面,
and in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, he
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
神要我们每个基督徒都成为发光的,
he wants every Christian to bebe generators of this light.
在这里呢，有一个希腊字很特别。
There is a Greek word.
Yeah. 它的原文意思就是发光体，我们是变成发光体。
And this, the Greek word here means that we are generators of this light.
因为在大多数的基督徒的领会中啊。
So for most Christians, our understanding,
我们常常感觉说呢，主是光，我们反射主的光。
We feel like, our understanding is that we are reflectors of God's light.
其实我们没有办法反射神的光。
In reality, we can't reflect the light of God.
我们的肉体也不是镜子。
Our flesh is not like a mirror.
光照到我身上反射不出来的。
If the light shines on me, I can't reflect that.
不，神今天是把生命把那个有光的生命放在我们里面。
But God has placed that light within us.
所以每个弟兄姊妹都好像成了一盏的灯可以发光。
So every brother and sister, we are like individual lights that where we can generate this light.
我们的困难呢就好像一个油灯一样啊。
The difficulty for us is that we are like an oil lamp.
因为外面有个罩子的。
And there's a cover on this.
这个罩子是我们的肉体。
And this cover is our flesh.
所以有的人呢，因为对付了肉体。
And many of us who have denied the flesh, opposed the flesh.
这个光从里面照出来就多。
And the light that shines from within is more visible.
啊，有的人呢，没有对付肉体。
And some of us have not dealt with our flesh.
所以你里面有了光，它也发不出来。
So even within, if there is light, it's not visible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这个世界中，我们也是这世界的光。
So in the world, we are the light in the world.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章里面很清楚告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 5 very clearly.
十四节到十六节，如果读很清楚。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16.
主说你们就是世界的光。
He says, you are the light of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
若是今天主的光透不过我们发出去，我们对主有亏欠。
If the light of God is not able to shine out of us, then we are indebted to him.
所以今天光不是从外面照射，光是从里面照射出来。
So this light is not outwardly shining on us, but it should be from within. Shining out.
所以以弗所书第五章告诉我们，我们是光明之子。
So in Ephesians chapter 5, it says we are children of light.
对，我们是光明之子。
We are the children of light.
光应该从我们里面可以照射出来。
That this light should be generated from within and shined out.
所以弟兄姊妹，神不仅他是自己是光。
So not only the Lord does the Lord deem himself as the light.
不仅主耶稣把光带来了。
Not only did Jesus bring the true light into the world.
主也叫我们成为发光的。
But God also calls each one of us to generate this light and shine it.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们不仅发光，我们要行走在光中。
And the Bible tells us not only are we supposed to be light, but we have to walk in light.
所以约翰一书第一章第七节告诉我们。
So, 1 John 1:7 tells us,
当你能够行走在光中的时候,
says, but if we walk in the light,
你跟神就可以有交通。
As he himself is the light, we have fellowship with him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 为什么有时候我们跟神交不通呢?
So why is it that sometimes we can't fellowship with God?
因为你活在黑暗里面,
because you're living in darkness.
在黑暗里面的人没办法跟神交通。
One who is living in darkness cannot have fellowship with God.
以弗所书第五章第九节告诉我们,
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 9 tells us,
你活在光中会有个结果的。
That living in light has will allow you to bear fruit.
就像一个果树结果子一样。
Just like a fruit tree bears fruit.
结出什么果子呢?
What kind of fruit?
结出良善公义诚实的
You will bear the fruit of goodness and righteousness and truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个光明是神行事的一个风格。
So this light is a way in which God does things.
基督徒应该生活在光中。
Christians should live in this light.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
感谢神。
We thank God.
将来我们进入永世的时候。
When we enter into eternity.
那是一个大光的世界。
That is a whole different world full of light.
在启示录二十二章五节呢，就告诉我们。
In Revelation, chapter 2, it tells us.
不再有黑夜。
No longer will there be darkness.
也不需要用灯光日光。
There's no longer need for the sun and the moon.
因为我们的神就是光。
Because our Lord Jesus himself is
the light. 所以将来我们所去的那个永世是一个大光的世界。
So the eternity that we will be going to is a different world full of light.
但愿今生在地上。
But while we are in this world,
我们就能遵行神的法则。
We need to know how to hold on to the ways of the Lord.
要做基督徒，要做一个光明的基督徒。
In order to be a Christian, we need to be a Christian living in that light.
第二个点呢？
The second point.
那我们讲的透明的。
Is transparency.
我请弟兄姊妹跟我一起读一些圣经。
Please read with me several passages from the Bible.
请我们打开启示录二十一章。
Please turn with me to Revelation 21.
第十一节
verse 11
启示录二十一章第十一节
Revelation 21 verse 11
城中有神的荣耀城的光辉如同极贵的宝石好像碧玉明如水晶
Having the glory of God, her brilliance was like very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
第十八节
Verse 18
墙是碧玉造的城是金金的如同明镜的玻璃
And the material of the wall was jasper and the city was pure gold like clear glass
二十一节
Verse 21
十二个门是十二颗珍珠每门是一颗珍珠城内的街道是金金好像明透的玻璃
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls each one of which the gateswas a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass.
然后我们读雅各书第一节。
And then let's look at James chapter 1.
第一章十七节。
James chapter 1 verse
这里说各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的从众光之父那里降下来的在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
James chapter 1 verse 17 Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
这里说哈，这个神是众光的父。
It says here that God is the Father of lights.
那么，他一方面他没有改变。
So on one hand, he never changes.
但是后面一句很奇妙的话说呢，他没有转动的影儿。
And it also says that there's no variation or shifting of shadows.
一般的领会呢，就觉得说呢，他是不改变，所以他没有转动的影儿。
And one of the interpretations is that because he is a God who doesn't change, then there's no variation or shifting of shadows.
有一个弟兄解释得很好。
There was another brother who explained this very well.
他说为什么没有转动的影儿呢？
He said that why is there no shifting shadows?
因为神是透明的。
Because God is transparent.
我们知道透明的东西是没有影子的。
We know that something that is transparent will not, have any shadows.
感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
他是透明的。
He is transparent.
这个透明的意思就是里面没有杂质的。
And transparency means that there's no impurities within him.
啊，那么我们知道他不仅自己本身透明，他行事也是透明的。
And not only is he himself transparent, but his ways are transparent.
他最终工作的结果也是透明的。
And the result of his work is also transparent.
这个透明呢，不是说你完全看不见它，你知道它在哪里。
Being transparent means that doesn't mean that you can't see him. It means that you fully see him in everything that he's done.
所以在圣经的里面啊
，So in the Bible
啊，你看启示录二十二章
，In Revelation chapter 22，
启示录二十二章
，Revelation 22，
第一节
，Verse 1，
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
圣经呢，用水来形容生命。
And the Bible uses water to speak of this life.
当然是纯洁的水的。
And this is a pure water.
为什么用水来形容生命呢?
Why does the Bible use water to explain life?
它不仅可以滋润我们，供应我们。
Not only does it supply our life,
并且呢，它是透明的。
But also because it is transparent.
圣经告诉我们，这个透明的像玻璃一样。
The Bible says that here that it is clear as crystal.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
要活在主的生命里面,
we need to live in the life of Jesus.
一切都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
啊，我们应该基督徒的生活应该也是透明的。
And the life of a Christian should also be transparent.
但是我们里面杂质太多了。
But there are too many complications and impurities in our life.
所以感谢神。
But we thank God.
将来主要把我们这些人做到一个地步也变成透明。
That he is forming us and changing us into individuals who will be fully transparent.
如同水，如同玻璃一样。
Just like water, just like clear crystal.
我读到这个玻璃，我就想起一件事情。
And whenever I read this clear glass or clear crystal, it reminds me of something.
好多年前呢，我这个眼睛有病，不太好。
Many, many years ago, I had a disease that allowed my eyes to not be clear.
远的东西都看不见。
So I couldn't see things clearly from a distance.
记得有一次在台湾。
I remember one time I was in Taiwan.
在那个火车站。
At a train station.
那么他们那很大厅，那大厅的玻璃是从上到下擦得非常干净。
And there was this glass that was cleaned.Very well.
所以我以为那就是路，我就走过去了。
So I thought that there was a path there, so I kept walking.
结果我的头就撞到玻璃上去了。
So my forehead crashed right into that glass.
头上撞了个小包。
And I had a little lump on my forehead.
因为那个玻璃擦得太干净了。
Because they cleaned that glass too well.
因为它整个是透明的。
Because it was fully completely transparent.
虽然透明，但是它确实是玻璃。
And even though it was transparent, it was the glass was physically there.
所以我们的神，他行事也一样，每样事物都是透明的。
So our God, the way that He does things, everything is done in transparency.
在圣经里面有一个经历啊。
There's an experience in the Bible.
当你有所经历的感觉，那个经历会给你带来一个透明的感觉。
And when you have that experience, it'll give you the feeling that it's like transparent glass.
这就是圣灵的启示。
And that is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的启示叫我们能透过圣经的字句，能够很清楚看见背后的事情。
The Holy Spirit allows us to see God's word so clear that we can see the every detail within His word.
所以有一个侍奉主人，他形容另外一个。这个有启示的一个神的仆人。
There's another servant of God who was able to understand this.
他介绍另外一个弟兄。
He introduced this idea to another brother.
他说这个弟兄啊，明如水晶。
he introduced another brother as being someone who is clear like glass, crystal.
就说呢，他对主的话呢有透亮的一个认识。
He introduced this other brother as one who saw the word of God as clear glass.
所以主的话一进入圣灵的启示。
So when the word of God has been revealed to us through the Holy Spirit,
你感觉好像主的话变成透明的。
It's as if the word of God has become totally transparent, and you're able to understand everything.
那么在 启示录很清楚告诉我们。
In Revelation, it tells us clearly.
神的道路也是透明的。
That the ways of God are also transparent.
那个道路啊是金金的。
And the street, the path is clear. It's a pure gold.
但是呢那个金子是透明的。
But that glass, gold is totally transparent.
你这个在启示录二十一章和二十二章你都可以读出来。
And you can find this in Revelation 21 and 22.
就说明神的道路是没有掺杂的。
That means that within God, when God's path, His street, there are no impurities or complications.
但是我们知道今天呢地上教会的路非常掺杂。
But we know that the path that the church is on is full of impurities and complications. Because there are too many complications in our lives. Because man's life is not transparent. So it's made the path of God not transparent.
你看今天在整个基督教里面,
if you look at Christianity today as a whole,
神的道路是个大的问题,
the way of God has become a big problem.
都是不透明的很多东西。
Nothing is transparent.
但是呢将来到永世的时候,
but when we are in eternity,
你看见那座圣城新耶路撒冷,
you see the New Jerusalem.
它的道路是金金的又是透明的。
The streets are gold and it is totally transparent.
那个金子讲到它的价值贵重。
And the pure gold speaks of its value.
所以今天的主的道路是非常的贵重的。
So today the way of God is very valuable.
但是也是透明的。
But it is also transparent.
所以呢我们今天走主的路啊。
So today when we walk on God's way,
弟兄姊妹们我们需要追求这个透明。
We have to pursue after being transparent.
它不仅这个道路是透明的。
Not only are the streets transparent.
圣经告诉我们整座城都是透明的。
The Bible tells us that the entire city is transparent.
我们都知道这个城就指的教会说的。
And we know that this city speaks of the church.
在神的家中。
In God's house.
在神的教会里。
In God's church.
应该每样事物都是透明的。
Everything needs to be and should be transparent.
不应该有杂质的。
There should be no impurities.
所以你知道神希望他的教会的光景能够是透明。
So God desires that His church is transparent.
那可惜今天地上的教会呢，你几乎很难找到真正透明的教会。
Unfortunately, it's nearly impossible to find a church that is fully transparent.
当然，这个也是在主的救恩的过程里面。
And of course, this is a process of God's salvation.
因为主总要把我们从这个不对的光景中拯救出来。
That God is saving us from that sinful situation.
所以只有当整个教会能够像那座城一样的透明。
Only when the church becomes like that city of New Jerusalem where it's totally transparent.
神美丽的光辉才从里面能够照射出来。
Only then can the beauty of the light of Jesus be shined forth.
今天我们常常唱诗歌的时候唱说让我们看见你的美丽。
Today we sing songs that say, may we see the beauty of Jesus.
但是呢在实际的教会中生活中呢常常看不见这个美丽。
But the reality in our lives and in the church, we don't see that beauty.
因为我们太掺杂了。
Because there are too many impurities.
不透明啊。
We're not transparent.
所以呢这个城它是一个透明的城。
This city is fully transparent.
在启示录告诉我们这个城是金金的。
And it says that the city is made of gold, of pure gold.
它应该明亮的像玻璃一样的。
Clear as glass.
我想弟兄姊妹这里面都包含着属灵的含义在里面。
And there is a lot of spiritual meaning.
所以我们基督徒需要活在主的生命里。
So brothers and sisters, we need to live in the life of Jesus.
我们整个教会都需要活在生命的里面。
And the entire church needs to live in this life.
这样教会的路是透明的。
Then the path of the church is fully transparent.
教会整个的生活、聚会、敬拜 也都是透明的。
And church life and all of the activities are fully transparent.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神行事的风格。
And this is God's way.
所以呢，神不仅是光。
So not only is God light,
神也是透明。
He is also transparent.
所以我们看见在旧约圣经的里面
We see in the Old Testament,
鼓励我们要遵行神的法则。
The Old Testament reminds us to hold fast and to respect His way.
所以这个是我们今天在主面前呢，这个应当有的一个态度。
This is an attitude that we must have to respect and to hold fast to God's ways.
第三个点,
the third point,
正直,
is being upright.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读, 读两处圣经啊。
Please, read with me, a couple of passages.
诗篇二十五篇,
Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇第八节,
Psalm 25.Verse
8. 耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人走正路。
The Lord is good and upright, therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
然后在92篇
And then in Psalm
92. 92篇
In Psalm 92.
第15节
Verse 15.
这里讲到义人呢
talks about the righteous man.
他们在老年的时候好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
To declare that the Lord is just, or in some translations it uses the word upright, he is my rock and there is no malice in him.
在圣经里面这个正直，原文的意思就是直的。
And the word upright just means it's straight.
那么也意思也是正确 right.
And it is right or it's accurate.
所以这里首先让我们看见我们的神他本身就是正直的。
And here it tells us that the Lord himself is upright.
对神来讲从来没有什么弯曲的事情。
In God there is no deviation or crooked way.
我们必须认识我们的神是正直的神。
We have to know and recognize that our God is an upright God.
所以呢，他的道路也是正直的。
And his ways are also upright.
我们知道神的路是直路。
We know that God's way is straight.
那么，我们有一首诗歌写得很好。
There is a hymn that is well written.
他说得着神的路永远不能弯曲，那就永远是走直路的。你如果今天要走神的路，那一定是直路。
And that hymn says that, his way is straight, and we need to be on that straight.
因为神的路是直路。
Because God's ways are straight.
所以今天神的儿女真正走神的路要走直路。
So if the children of God are to walk in His way, we need to walk in that straight way.
因为他的道路是直的。
Because His ways are straight.
所有神的行动都是正直的。
All of His movements and everything that He does is straight.
在以西结书里面呢
In
Book of Ezekiel, 在第一章十二节那里
In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 12.
12. 那你讲到一个东西叫做四活物。
It speaks of the four living creatures.
这里有一个形容很特别，它有四个脸面。
And it's interesting because it says that there are four faces.
当灵在里面引导他们的时候。
And as the spirit is leading them.
这就告诉我们说他们俱各直往前行。
And it says that,In verse 12, and each went straight forward.
他四个脸面，每个脸面都是走直路的，他不弯曲的。
And there are four faces, but each one of them went straight. There was no turning.
我们知道这个四活物啊，是说明神的生命。
And these four living creatures speak of the life of God.
讲到神生命的四个不同的表现。
And these are four manifestations of the life of God.
这里告诉我们, 所有生命的行动都是正直的。
And it speaks to the fact that all aspects of God's life are straight in their movement.
所以今天如果你活在神的生命里面,
so today, if we live in the life of Jesus,
啊, 你一定是要走直路的,
you must walk on the straight path.
啊, 所以神不仅自己是正直的,
So, not only is God upright and straight, His movements are also straight. His path is straight. So in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8.
有这样的话说啊。 他论到子却说神啊,你的宝座是永永远远的,你的国权是正直的。
But regarding the Son, he says, your throne, God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness, in some other translations, it uses the word uprightness, the scepter of uprightness.
只有神的国权是正直的。
And this is the scepter of his kingdom, which is upright.
你看人类的历史,一直到今天地上的列国,没有一个国家的国权是政治,都是弯弯曲曲的。
You can see all the kingdoms and nations of the world, there is no nation and kingdom that is straight. All of them are on this crooked path.
所以今天呢,我们天国的子民,
And as children, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we need to live out the straight path of the kingdom of heaven. Here, it not only speaks of his ways being straight. In Psalm 33, Psalm 33:4. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. And in Psalm 19, there is also this word.
第八节.
Psalm 19, verse 8.
耶和华的训词正直,能快活人的心,耶和华的命令清洁,能明亮人的眼目。
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
所以这里说啊,神的教导,神的话,神的命令,
It says that the word, his teaching of the word of the Lord, they're all right and straight. So when the upright word of the Lord has been spoken, it gives us joy. It causes a rejoicing in our hearts and is enlightening to our eyes.
也能够明亮人的眼目,
and it enlightens our eyes.
弟兄姊妹记得主耶稣在马太福音5章37节那里说到,
Matthew chapter 5:37. And the Lord says, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
所以主也教导我们,
So the Lord reminds us and teaches us that we need to speak in
神的话,
uprightness.
神的话是直截了当,
that God's words are upright.
所以神从来不讲弯曲的话,
and the Lord will never speak a crooked or deviated word.
就是我们知道堕落的人性是弯曲的,
we know that the fallen nature of man is very crooked.
我们说的话,做的事都是弯弯曲曲的。
The words that we speak and our actions, it's all on this curved and deviated way.
在世界上你很少能碰见正直的人。
In the world today, it's very rare to find someone who is very straight and upright.
因为我们人性上面的这个弯曲啊,
because of the nature of the crooked nature that is within us,
所以把地上的教会的路也弄得弯弯曲曲。
It has caused the church to also be on this crooked and windy path.
所以我常常生出一个感觉,
and I often have this feeling.
神的路在天上是直的。
The way of God in heaven is straight.
在属灵的境界里面是直的。
In the spiritual realm, it is straight.
而教会的路在地上呢, 却是弯弯曲曲的。
But yet the path that the church is on is very crooked and on this windy path.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是堕落的人性所造成的。
And this is created by the fallen nature of man.
所以我们今天呢, 认识神的人,
today, for those of us who really recognize and know God,
我们需要走直路,
we have to walk on the straight path.
所以教会历史告诉我们,
so church history tells us,
如果你按着神的话走直路,
if we walk according to God's word on the straight path,
是很艰难的,
it is difficult.
因为这个世界是弯弯曲曲的,
because the path of the world is windy and crooked.
所以你要走直路需要付代价的。
So if you were to walk on this straight path, you have to pay a price.
当然我们首先我们自己需要背十字架。
But first of all, individually we have to carry our cross.
我们先弃绝我们的己。
We have to deny ourselves.
你才能走直路。
Then you can walk on the straight path.
那么过去的经验也告诉我们。
And our previous experiences tell us.
如果你今天走直路,
if you walk on the straight path,
要得罪很多人。
You will, the world will hate you for that.
你会失去很多朋友。
You will lose lots of friends.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
走直路是不容易的。
Walking on the straight path is not easy.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord give us.
既然神的性格是这样,
may the Lord help us. Even though the Lord's nature is like this,
所以我们也应当
may we learn to walk like him on this straight path.
你看在路加福音第三章里面,
in Luke chapter 3,
那么讲到施洗约翰来的时候,
it talks about John the Baptist.
其中有一句话讲到,
there's one phrase that it mentions,
要为神预备道路,
that he is going to prepare the way,
要把那个弯曲的地方变为正直的,
that he will make the crooked path, the crooked path shall be straight.
所以今天我们的侍奉也是这样。
So today our service should be the same.
教会中的侍奉,
the service in the church,
就是要把弯曲的东西把它变成正直,
is to make the crooked into something that is straight.
保罗在这个提多书第二章里面, 告诉提多,
Paul tells, reminds Titus,
他说你要在教训上面正直,
that in your teaching you have to be upright.
哇,这就说明今天很多人在讲台上面都讲弯曲的道。
So this means that many people who speak on the pulpit are also speaking a message that is deviated and crooked.
我们能看见今天在教会的讲台上面正直的道也不多。
And we see that it's rare to find a message delivered on the pulpit that is truly straight.
因为你讲正直的道没有人喜欢的。
Because when you speak an upright message, no one likes to hear those words.
因为我们的天性是弯曲的。
Because our nature is crooked and windy. We prefer the windy path.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主自己的怜悯。
We need the mercy of God.
那么, 在旧约诗篇51篇,
in the Old Testament, Psalm 59,
51. 51. 我们知道这是大卫的悔改诗。
This is King David's Psalm of Repentance.
因为大卫曾经犯了大的错误。
Because he had committed a great sin.
他用那个诡诈弯曲的心思, 夺取别人的妻子, 害了别人。
using his crooked and windy path, he stole another man's wife and committed this great sin.
这个故事弟兄姊妹都知道。
And every brother and sister, we're all familiar with this story.
后来神借着先知拿单来责备他。
And God used the prophet Nathan to rebuke David.
大卫就知道自己错了。
Then David realized he committed this sin.
所以大卫就悔改。So
David repented.
悔改就写下诗篇51篇。
And in his repentance, he wrote Psalm 51.
但是第十节那里,
but verse 10,
他就要求神重新给他里面有正直。
And he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
那里有一个字是正直, 我们中文的翻译是正直。
In the Chinese, the word is, instead of steadfast, it uses upright.
这里告诉我们大卫从前是走直路的。
It means that at one point, David was walking on the straight path.
结果他天性的败坏使他做了弯曲的事情。
But because of his crooked and windy path, he committed this great sin.
伤害人得罪神。
He killed a man and sinned against God.
所以大卫呢, 不过大卫有一个悔改的心。
But David had a heart of repentance.
所以他要求神给他重新里面能有正直的灵啊。
And so he pleaded with God to renew a steadfast or upright spirit within him.
这说明呢,他曾经是正直的,后来弯曲。
And it speaks to the fact that at one point he was an upright man and now he went on the crooked way.
若是今天在我们的生命中有弯曲的东西,
today in our lives, if we have aspects of our life where we are on this crooked, windy road, may God give us a heart of repentance.
那么最后呢,
and lastly, I'd like everyone to read Psalm 84.
我们用这一节圣经呢,结束今天早晨的交通。
And I'll use this passage to conclude our meeting this morning.
在诗篇84篇第11节。
Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 神是正直的,
so brothers and sisters, our God is an upright God.
神也祝福那些, 愿意, 行动正直的人。
And he will bless those who walk uprightly.
所以今天早晨呢, 我们和弟兄姊妹讲到了 主的神的另外一个风格,行事的风格。
And this morning we've mentioned another aspect of God's ways. And there's three important points.
一个是光明,
the first one is to be in light.
一个是透明,
to be transparent.
另外一个正直,
and the third one is to be upright.
我们愿主用他自己的话祝福我们,
may God use his own words to bless us.
也引导我们在地上,
and to lead us.
如同摩西,如同大卫一样,
to like how he led David and Moses,
按照神的法则行事,
leading us in his ways, in his methods,
那么行事有神的风格,
so that we can walk in his ways. And we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊,我们满心地感谢你,
Lord, we are truly thankful.
我们看见你的救恩极其宝贵,
we see how precious your salvation is.
我们这个堕落的罪人里面充满了许多的败坏。
This fallen sinner is full of evil and darkness.
我们又黑暗,又不透明,又不正直。
We are full of darkness, we're not transparent, we are not upright.
感谢你。
But we thank you.
你把你自己的生命赐给了我们。
You have given us your own life.
因此我们里面就有了光明。
So that we can have light from within.
我们就可以透明。
So that we can be transparent.
我们也可以正直。
And we can be upright.
主啊, 深愿我们懂得, 如何活在你的里面。
May you allow us to know how we can live in your life.
让我们能看见你怎样按照你的风格行事。
So that we can see how you walked in your ways.
让我们也能行事按照你的风格。
So that we can also walk in your ways.
好像我们能把荣耀归给你。
So that we can bring glory to your name.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，那么下面呢，我们有一点点的报告啊。
Next, we'll have a couple of announcements.
那么我先把下周的例会讲一下。礼拜二我们有祷告聚会，礼拜五有读经聚会，礼拜啊，先讲这两个。
First, I'd like to remind everyone that we have our Tuesday prayer meeting and Friday night Bible studies.
那么下个礼拜六呢，我们有一个福音聚会。
And this coming Saturday, we have a gospel meeting.
这次的福音聚会呢，由这个江恒乐弟兄做见证。
And
Brother Jiang.
In this gospel meeting, Brother Jiang will be preaching the message. Giving a testimony.
然后张石桥弟兄呢，短讲。
And Michael Brother Chang, Zhang.
Michael Chang.
Chang. He will be preaching the message.
所以请弟兄姊妹为这个聚会祷告。
And please keep this meeting in your prayers.
尽量邀请福音朋友。
And we hope that you can invite gospel friends.
那个聚会是七点钟开始。
And the meeting starts at 7.
啊，你们上网可以找到这个 Zoom 的那个 link,
and you can find the Zoom link online.
下面呢有一个很重要的报告啊。
And next, I have an important message announcement to make.
因为今年呢，我们这个西岸特会啊
，This year the West Coast Christian Conference
啊已经开始报名了
，has opened up for registration.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你收到那个 code number。请你快快报名。
So brothers and sisters, if you have received the email with the passcode, please, we encourage you to quickly register.
如果你曾经参加过的人，你今天没有收到这个，那么等等，请你和几位，我告诉几位弟兄，你可以跟他们联络。
If you have attended this conference in the past and you have not received this email yet, I'll give you a couple of names to contact.
如果弟兄姊妹你过去从来没有参加过而这一次你想参加的
And if you have never attended in the past but this time you would like to attend
那么洛杉矶的弟兄们已经给了我们一些的 code number
The brothers from Los Angeles have given us some extra codes
有几位弟兄请你们和他们联络。
Please contact the following brothers.
一个是玛丽弟兄。
Brother Lee Ma.
一个李世伯弟兄。
Brother, 世伯 Lee.
我想在中文的这一方面呢都可以找他们两个。
And for those in the Chinese group, you can contact these two brothers.
在英文的方面。
From the English group.
那么找林环弟兄。
You can contact Brother Huan Lin.
还有一个就是在儿童服事上的因为有孩子们的你们家长们要参加请跟这个监辉弟兄吴监辉弟兄
For those who have children, please contact Brother Chen Wu.
他们会把这个 code, 这个 number 呢这个号码呢会给你们。
And these brothers will give you a login passcode.
我们请弟兄姊妹为着今年的西岸特会祷告。
We ask everyone to pray for this year's WCCC.
不仅为着讲员。
Not only the speakers.
大聚会的讲员青少年的讲员儿童的这些带领的弟兄姊妹。
The main speakers, the youth speaker, the children's ministry.
很需要弟兄姊妹的带导。
They all need your prayers.
另外呢，特别为着洛杉矶的弟兄们祷告。
But also pray especially for the brothers in Los Angeles.
也许有姊妹，我不知道啊。
There are brothers and sisters.
他们今年呢，因为要弄这个网路啊。
This year they will be hosting the conference online.
因为参加的人数众多。
And there are many people who are registering.
他们的工作呢，很复杂，也很沉重。
the burden of work is great.
所以我们祷告, 求主给他们恩典,
so we need to pray that God would give them grace.
也给他们智慧,
and give them the wisdom.
叫他们能够把这些网络上面的事情呢, 能够把它处理得顺畅,
that they can help with, that God would help them with the logistics of hosting everything online.
所以过几天呢, 我想弟兄们就会把玛丽弟兄、李世伯弟兄、 林环弟兄还有监辉弟兄 他们的这个email跟电话呢 会放在我们教会的网站上。
So in the next couple of days, the brothers will put Mali, 世伯 and Huan and Qian's email addresses on our website.
如果你们有任何的问题, 请你们和弟兄们联络。
If you have any questions, please contact these brothers.
好。 我想今天早晨我们的聚会就停在这里。
I think this will conclude our meeting this morning.
求主保守大家平安。
May God protect all of us with his peace.
再见。
Farewell.